Well, amen. Praise the Lord for that message and song and how important it is to understand the presence of our Lord. And of course, that goes right along with the message I'm going to be preaching this morning. If you have your Bibles with you, if you'd look with me to the book of Psalm, and we're going to be looking at 144, Psalm 144, verse 15. Then we're going to jump right over to Psalms 146 and read the first six verses there. If you would stand with me, and if you're able to do so, we'll read the Word of God together this morning. How important it is for us to be aware of the importance of church. And as we're in church, I often say that's only half the battle. Getting here can be a battle, but that's only half the battle. Making sure that we stay focused and receive what God has for us. That is the second part of the battle. And yet it's the most important part once you're here, is that you make sure that you get from the Word of God what God has for you. And very important that we continue to be spiritually fed. And that's exactly how we are fed. That's how God designed it, through the teaching and the preaching of His Word. And praise the Lord for the music and the messages and song, but that helps us. That not only ministers to us, but it also helps us to be ready to receive what God has for us through the preaching of the Word. So Psalms chapter 144, verse 15, the Bible says, "Happy is that people that is in such a case, yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord." Amen. Now look right over to Psalms chapter 146. These are all Psalms of David. Bible says, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man or humanity, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth. He turneth to his earth. He returneth to his earth. In that very day, his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever." And let's pray. Our Father and our God, as we bow before you this morning, we do love you. And again, we thank you for this privilege and the opportunity that you have made available to each one that's here to be in church today. And I just pray, God, that you would just continue to meet with us. I ask now, God, that you would use me as an instrument in your hand to bring forth your message to your people from your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. I love these passages of scripture, especially the end of the book of Psalms. It's all about praise. It's all about joy and happiness that is a result of knowing God and praising God. And what a blessing it is. Anytime you get discouraged, anytime you just need a little pick-me-up, go to the book of Psalms and read the last, especially the last five chapters of the book of Psalms. It does nothing but talk about the need and the blessing of praising God. In the past, I've preached several messages on this key thought of happiness. And the one message I preached on happiness was the pursuit of happiness. We have a pursuit of happiness. In the United States of America, that's part of our Constitution, the pursuit of happiness. But too often, people are looking in wrong directions and wrong things to find genuine happiness. I preach a message on the joy of happiness on demand. I love that idea, happiness on demand. That means that God has made a way for us to experience happiness whenever we desire to have that, whenever we desire to sense that peace of God, His presence. It's available to every believer. If you just stop and think about who God is and stop and think about all that is associated with you being a child of God, can I tell you, it will bring joy to your heart and your mind, which is a type of and definition of that idea of happiness. This morning, I want to preach a message to you that I've entitled, and we find it right here in Psalms chapter 144, Happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Happy is. Now, this is from the Word of God. This is not man's word. Even though David wrote it, he was being inspired by the Spirit of God to write exactly what God wanted him to write. And God has preserved it for us to be able to read it and to know it's from God. Happy is that people whose God is the Lord. So the message is, I want to be that people. I want to be that people. Let's pray. Our Father, as we bow before you again, Lord, what a blessing it is to have the Word that we can read and study. God, I need your strength and clarity of thought and wisdom and to be able to present this message. And I pray that you would just work in our midst through it. Bless our people. In Jesus' name again, amen. Living life brings into play a variety of feelings, which are part of the emotional makeup of humanity. As we look ahead, and for some time now, all we've kind of heard on television and on the news and everything else is about the election coming up being the most important election ever. I think about every 4 years, it's the most important election ever, but this one possibly could be, and it is because it's the one that's now. It's affecting our lives today. Tuesday night, hopefully, into early hour, morning hours on Wednesday, people will experience a huge range of emotions. I mean, everybody will. Some will be rejoicing, no, and some will be sad. I think it all depends on who's elected, which ones will be rejoicing and which ones will be experiencing some sadness, but there'll be a variety of emotions around the United States of America. It will impact our feelings. But it's just one of many things that will impact our feelings and that could possibly hinder our joy. Not can't take it away, but it can hinder the joy that leads to happiness, the joy that leads to that feeling of peace, joy, excitement, praise. No matter what happens for the believer, we ought to be able to return to God. The God, the Bible says in verse 6, which hath made heaven and earth, which keepeth truth forever. That God. Which will allow me to remember that I'm blessed. To know God and to be in the presence of God, knowing that you're in His presence, and all that that offers and all that brings will remind us, and you can do that, is be reminded that I'm blessed. If I know that I am blessed, it'll lead me to rejoice and experience that happiness that God brings into our lives, because happy is, God says happy is. If you stay focused on that people that is in such a case, yea, happy is that people, and this is the case, is whose God is the Lord. So who are those people? What does the Bible reveal to us concerning that people? Well, the first thing we know here is they are people who know they have that God. Not everybody knows that they have got that God. There's a lot of religious individuals that do not have that understanding of that God. In Psalms 144, again in verse 15, it says, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. And if you look back to what David said before that, David wrote that. That was the last verse of Psalms chapter 144. But if you go back to the beginning of 144 and you study that whole Psalms, you understand who the people are that David is talking about, that people. And he says, blessed be the Lord, verse 1 here, chapter 144, blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight, my goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. That is that people that have that kind of belief in that God. In verse 10, he says, verse 10, it is he that giveth, he that God that giveth salvation unto kings. It's not the kings that do anything for that God. It's that God who's able to give salvation even unto kings, who delivereth David, his servant, from the hurtful sword. In verse 6, that God which made heaven, that God which made earth, that God which made the sea and all that therein is, that God which keepeth truth, he's the only one that truly has truth, and he keepeth truth, means it'll never change forever. So the question would be here, do you have that God as your God? If you're really wanting to have that happiness that God brings into our lives, if you're wanting to have that happiness that brings us a peace that passeth all understanding, if you want to have that happiness that is based upon the joy of the Lord, then you have to know that you have that God. And the question would be, if you're going to be that people, then do you know that you have that God? I love what David would write back in Psalms chapter 16. Let me just read it to you. But Psalms chapter 16 and verse 11, he says, thou wilt show me the path of life. God, that God that we have, if he's our God, he will show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. I love it when the special goes right hand in hand with the message that God knew that he wanted to have preached. Hallie didn't know that. I didn't know what song she was going to sing. We let each one that's going to minister just pray and seek God's will. But what a blessing it is when we understand that God is preparing us for that message and receiving the message, even a song. But in thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Yeah. His presence is real. And when you know that you have that God and you are of that people, then you'll have this understanding that nothing that we will face in this life will be able to take that away. nothing. We're going to face a lot of things. Not everything brings joy and happiness into our hearts and our minds. But nothing that we will face in this life will be able to take Him away, His presence from us. So we know His presence is real, that God is real, but is that God my God? The Bible says in 1 John chapter 5, let me just read this to you as well, but 1 John chapter 5, verse 11, and this is the record or the recording, what God has recorded for us to understand, that God hath given to us eternal life. And this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know. I love that idea that we may know. We know who that God is. And I know that I am that people that have that God. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Yeah, I want to be that people, knowing that I have that God. And that God will bring me happiness. Just knowing it. How could you not be happy knowing that you have that God that created all things? You have that God as your God who loved you enough to give the most precious thing that He could give, His only begotten Son. And base everything upon our belief in Him. If you have Jesus Christ, that means that you believe He was God manifested in the flesh. He walked on the face of this earth some 2,000 years ago. He lived a perfect sinless life so that He would show us an example of how to live a Christian life. And He laid His life down on Calvary's cross. No one could have taken it, but He laid His life down as a sacrificial lamb to bring to us forgiveness of our sins, a reconciliation to an almighty God, to be redeemed. And you have, if you have Christ, then you have that God as your God. And He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Just stop right there. I mean, put everything else out of your mind. Just focus on that. And before you know it, you'll be shouting hallelujah. How blessed am I to be loved by that God? To be a part of that people? Amen. Yeah. Knowing that I have that God will bring me happiness. Knowing that I am part of that people that have that God, who know also that I have God's help. Now go back there with me. Our text here in chapter 146 in verse 5, it says, happy is he that hath, you have that God, but you have the God of Jacob, and you have Him for His help. The God of Jacob, it reveals to us, it's the God of the Bible. It's the God of this King James Bible right here that as we have the recorded history of Israel, God's chosen people, we have the recorded history of the beginning of all things that God created. We have that. That's the God of Jacob he's talking about. But not only do we have the true and living God, but we have Him for our help. Now, I raised two daughters. My wife and I raised two daughters. And they ended up marrying good. Praise the Lord. I appreciate both of my two sons-in-laws. It's one thing to have a son-in-law. It's another thing to have the help of my son-in-laws. Amen. I have them, which brings a little bit of blessing into my life, a lot of blessing into my life, because now I know that my daughters have a husband to look to and that will take care of them and watch over them and protect them and bless them. But I also know that God has brought them into my life. Now I don't not only have just two daughters, but I have two sons-in-laws, and I have those sons-in-laws to be of help, which is an extra joy. To know that you have the God of creation as your God, that He is that God and you are that people, that is one thing, to know that you have Him and you'll never lose Him. He'll be with you for the rest of your life. But then we can add a little extra to that, because not only do we know Him to be that God, but we know Him to be that God who wants to help us. That people, that have God for their help. In Psalms 46, let me read back there to you. Psalms 46, just write it down. But Psalms 46, it says this in verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. A very present help, because He's never out of our presence. He's always present with us. But not only is He present with us, you can count on Him for help. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with swelling thereof. And then it says, Selah, think about that. What is the psalmist helping us to see? I don't know that there would be any trouble worse than the mountains being removed, the earth falling apart. You can't get any more trouble than that. Being on the earth when it's exploding. Being on the earth when it's all falling apart. He's there in the very present help, in a very present help in trouble. Can I tell you, even though earth be torn apart, our God is larger than life as we know it. Man's help is limited. Sometimes I wish I could do more in helping people. I really do. But I know my help is limited. But I know that I can introduce them to the help of a God who is limitless, who can help them through whatever it is that they have to face, if they'll turn to that God and be that people. And as that people with that God, look to Him for their help. You can look to me, and you can look to your son-in-laws, and you can look to family, and you can look to friends, and praise God for them. But there's no one that can help you like God can help you. The most important help that's available to you as being that people having that God is His help. As I pastored this Lighthouse Baptist Church, and for going on 36 years, look to help people. But I realize the greatest help that I have to offer is introducing them to that God. And standing before you every Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night and proclaiming that God's messages. This Bible right here. If I thought that my presence and my help is what you needed most, then I would preach my philosophies and I would preach my sermons. But I know that's not the case. I understand how important it is for you to know that God, the God of this Bible. Therefore, I understand how important it is every time you walk through those doors to receive a message from this Bible right here. Because that's the spiritual help. That's the spiritual food. So important for us to have. In the book of Hebrews in chapter 4, and you write these verses down, I trust you will, and go back and study them and study all around, study the whole chapters. But in the book of Hebrews in chapter 4 and verse 16, and as he just revealed to us the love of Jesus Christ and the position of Jesus Christ, he says, let us therefore come boldly. That's with confidence. That's not arrogance. That is confidence of knowing who God is and knowing who I am and knowing what God can do for me and what God wants to do for me and what God has revealed to me that he will do for me if we just simply look to him and ask. You can have confidence if you understand that you know that God and you are that people and you know that he is there to help you. Then you turn to him. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, which is prayer, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need, whatever the need. God's help is available to us. That God is available to that people to help. Not only do we have that God which brings joy and happiness, not only do we know that we have that God's help which will bring joy and happiness, but we have that God's hope, that people are people who know they have hope in that God. Because that's what it says there in chapter 146 again. It says in verse 5, happy is, that's God telling you that, happy is that he that hath God, the God of Jacob, for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Our hope in God is to be able to look forward beyond whatever it is that we're dealing with right now and to know God has a plan, God has a design. And it will all work out. We try to comfort people. When you look to comfort people, you want to, most of the time, we'll say, it's going to be all right. They have to believe you to be comforted by that. Most of the times, we don't believe people. We know that they're just trying to say whatever they can say to try to comfort us, but we have to believe it to be comforted. It's going to be all right. It's all going to work out. See, man's words can only take you so far. But when you know that God, and you know you're that people, and you know that he wants to help you, and he wants to give you hope, then you can have peace, joy, and a sense of happiness. And knowing it is going to work out. God has a purpose. God has a plan. See, the psalmist said here in Psalms 146, part of our text here, man's philosophies and predictions will perish. Put not your trust in princesses, man in positions, nor in the son of man, humanity, in whom there is no help. There's certain times they can't help you. His breath goeth forth. He can tell you he can help you. He can tell you it's all going to work out. His breath goeth forth, but he returneth to his earth. In that very day, his thoughts perish. Too many put their happiness in seeking their peace and joy from the philosophies of man, from the religions of mankind, when they need to focus on that God. And the hope that comes by way of that God. God's truth will never fail us. Verse 10, it says, the Lord shall reign forever, even thy God. Far beyond this earth, the Lord is going to be God forever. This earth is limited. It will be burned up, not by global warming, but it will get burned up. God has already revealed that to us. This world and everything of this world is going to be burned up, but our God is greater than this world. Our God is greater than what man's philosophies would take us. We have a God. If we put our hope in him, will take us through everlasting life. And heaven, all things work out. Heaven holds a healing for everyone that goes there. Yeah. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, unto all generations. And the psalmist closes it by saying, praise ye the Lord. Put your hope in him. There's praise. There's joy. There's happiness. So listen, the hindrances to happiness will come. Life is filled with sorrows. We all will go through the valley of the shadow of death. I just had a funeral service for a longtime church member, good friend of mine, Norm McGath, Thursday night. Wow. Going through the loss of a longtime friend, going through the loss of a loved one, going through the loss of a spouse, a father. Can I tell you, that does not bring happiness. Those are things as we go through, they hinder happiness. But can I tell you what we can do as we are hindered by the sorrows of this life? We can face the sorrows, but return to that God and his presence and his help and his hope. And when we return to that God, he's able to bring us happiness. We're going to face things that's going to be a hindrance to that, but we can always return to that. We're going to face disappointments. No one wants to be disappointed. But we're going to face disappointments. That's going to hinder our happiness. But we have that God to turn to who can restore that. Everyone's going to face griefs. Everyone's going to face discouragements. Everyone's going to face confusions. Sometimes we are confused. Why this and why that? And it'll take away your peace. It'll take away your happiness. But we return back to the joy of the Lord, to that God, and knowing that we're that people, and knowing that He is there to help us, and knowing that He is there to give us the hope. Listen to me. It returns. As we look back to Him, we can have that happiness. Yeah. Never lose sight of that God and being that people. Because the Bible clearly reveals happy is that people whose God is the Lord. He's always going to be there for that people. I just want to make sure that I am part of that people. If I could have every head bowed and every eye closed this morning. You know, in society and even in the church and so much, I just feel there's great oppression. I feel like there's spiritual battles taking place across this great nation that we don't fully understand. I don't know all that we're going to have to face. I don't know what the future holds, but I know who holds the future in His hands. I know that He is that God. And He wants you to be that people who will put your faith and trust in Him. And when you do that, you always have God to look to find that happiness that we so desperately want. Father, we bow before You now, and again, we thank You for the truth of Your Word, and I just pray, God, that You would take the message and You would continue to make the application and help each one here to know how they are to apply it to their own lives, to be strengthened. I ask, God, that if there's anyone here that does not know that they are that people, that they would come to this altar and let someone take a Bible and show them what that God reveals that they need to do to be that people. Bless now in this invitation. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.